expect you.
Howdy, friends. How are y'all? I'm George, glad to see you today. Yes, it's time again for Jelly Elliott and the three knotheads. Sitting here under the old pine tree, friend, with our fiddles and guitars and what have you here, and we're going to play some tunes for you here in just a few minutes. We think maybe you like this program we got lined up for you today, so just drag up a chair there and relax and set a spell with us. We're going to talk a little bit about the woods, and first one thing and another. But to get the program really started off with a bang here, we're going to bring Jack up. Jack, our champion hold-down fiddle player, and he's doing an old-timer called Fire on the Mountain Jack. Thank you there, Jack. That is a fine job. That's what I call real hoedown fiddle playing, friends. And we do hope that you enjoyed it. Now, friends, if you ain't doing nothing for a few minutes, I got something here I'd just like to talk over with you. And I want you to hear it. It's really amazing. You take out in the forest of the Rocky Mountains in the west and in the northwest, there's a lot of forest fires out there start from lightning. Now, that's not the case here in the south. Right here in the south, friends, nearly all the fires in the woods are man-caused. And they're not all by carelessness either. Friends, we've got a record here in the south for more deliberate burning of the woods than anywhere in the country. Now, ain't you ashamed of that? I am. That makes me feel mighty bad. It really does. The south has got a record. Us southerners has got a record here of more deliberate setting the woods on fire than any other place in the country. I'm really ashamed of it, and I know you are. And to tell you the truth and be honest about it, I was sort of surprised when I learned this, too, and I figured maybe some of you out there would be. And I'll guarantee you that it makes me want to work even harder than I have worked in the past to keep fire out of the woods. Because, you know, friends, us southerners down here, we kind of got to stick together. I tell you, friends, this deliberate, intentional burning out in the woods is a mighty bad thing. That's where people just go out and set fire to the woods just for meanness. They slip around. They're a coward to start with. Deep down inside, they're a coward. Because if they wasn't, why would they slip around to do these things? They go out and do them at night. And they'll figure out all kinds of ways to set the woods on fire and not be on the scene when the fire boys get there to try to put it out. Sometimes they get it in for the fire boys, or they get sore at somebody or something, and they go out and burn the woods off, which is an ignorant thing to do, because after all, he's biting the hand that feeds him. He's 9 out of 10's got children, they're raising a family, and in turn, them poor little old kids will have to suffer for it. Friends, this intentional burning really gets my goat. It really does. Just deliberately stepping out. More than half of the fires in our woods today is caused from just deliberate setting the woods on fire. Now, we've got to stop that, friend. Now, we can't do nothing about lightning. But we just got to see God's light and quit this deliberate setting the woods on fire. Here we go with the next tune, and Lewis is going to sing this one. It's a mighty pretty tune, gets a lot of requests for it. Lewis does a good job. Here it is. It's called Crossroads.
I'm standing at the crossroads. I'll go the way the wind blows. What you say will show the way to me. I'm asking for the last time for you to say you'll be mine. Your answer, dear, will make it clear to see. And if you say we're through, then I'll stop loving you. For I know I'll find someone who'll bring me peace of mind. So please say yes or no, dear. That's all I want to know, dear. I'm standing at the crossroad. Which way? Stop loving you, for I know I'll find someone who'll bring me peace of mind. So please say yes or no, dear. That's all I want to know, dear. I'm standing at the crossroads. Which way?
Thank you, Lewis. Thank you. That's a mighty nice job there, Crossroads. I'm pretty tuned. I sort of like that. Didn't you like it, friend? Well, friends, we was talking about lightning in the West and that sort of stuff. Well, we can't do much about lightning. We know that. But we sure can about this deliberate setting the woods on fire. By hand. Now, we can do something about that. You know, it seems a shame that the law has to come in and take part on this thing and chase around after these folks that slip around and set the woods on fire. It'd be much better if they'd change their ways themselves and wake up and come to their senses, because you take the people here in the South, they're all sensible people, and they know when they're doing wrong and when they're doing right, and there's no need for anything like that. And you know it. You can feel it yourself. You know just as well when you go out there to do something like this, you can feel something pulling you back, telling you not to do it. Don't do that. Don't do it. But still, you'll force yourself on and go on out and do it. Friends, we just got to stop that. If not for your own sake, if you don't care nothing about yourself, think of the kids. We want them to have things better than we're having. I know I want my kids to enjoy things and have better and more than I've had. And I know you feel the same way about your kids. If not, if you don't have kids, about your friends' kids. And I know that a man knows when he's doing wrong, because I have done things wrong and I knew it when I was doing it. And I know there's a lot of you out there the same way. This comes to the point where they've got bloodhounds. They often bring them in to track these fellas down. And he'll try to cover up his tracks and you know, I'll just bet you a guy that does those sort of things, I bet you he sleeps awful. I bet he rolls and tumbles all night. He ought to, but I know his conscience is bothering him. If it's not, it should. It just ain't no good, friends. Not for the man who does it, his kids, his wife, his community, the South as a whole, or the woods, industry or nothing. There's nothing gets any good out of burning the woods. You just can't win. You haven't got a chance to win. Friends, we can't blame it on lightning for these fires here in the South. We just got to look closer to earth. We got to look to ourselves and throw a cold eye on these fellas that just deliberately set the woods on fire. And we got to stop it. These fellas that set the woods on fire for their own selfish reasons and all that sort of stuff, we got to wake them up. You help me and I'll help you. And let's do it. Here we go with the next tune, and Herman's going to play this one. Herman Poplis. He's going to do a steel tune here called The Steel Boogie. Herman? Thank you, Herman. That's what I call mighty fine steel playing there, son. And I know a lot of our friends out there really enjoyed that tune a whole lot. We enjoyed playing it for you, friends. Well, neighbors, let me get out my old watch here and see. Friends, I got to go. I've run out of time here. But before I go, here's just a little thought I'd like to leave with you. You can sort of turn it over there in your head and see what you think about it. It's our own hands that kill the trees, fish, and game, and start forest fires that are so frightening. So let's put the blame where it belongs, my friend, on ourselves, you and me, not on lightning. Well, friends, there it is. All through today, but we'll be coming your way again soon. Listen to your local announcer and he'll let you know when. Friends, don't forget this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friends, only you can prevent forest fires.
Well, now let's go.